This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, 3 o'clock. If you want to just Odyssey.com rewind back to the beginning, we hammered the wings to start. I am happy to take your phone calls. You can call in about the wings. I don't want to hear about try hard or moral victory or best team doesn't always win. You're at home. You're against a team on a 6-game losing streak. You control your own destiny. You got to win the game. They didn't even score. Don't hit me with some fake-ass goal with 0.5 seconds left. Just go away. What I want to mix in is this. It is a scratch-your-head moment. When the audio was presented to me, I just went, okay, what am I missing here? Now, I don't know a show that's been more positive about Jared Goff, so I know he ain't talking about us. But my issue and what I've always said about this town is the beauty of Detroit is you get the big city money with the little city media. You don't have 60 microphones in your face. You don't have 2 round-the-clock local sports networks like Philly or Boston or New York or Chicago that spend their days just choke-slamming these teams. You just don't. By and large, as a radio station, like, okay, you get one sports station in this town. And hell, Jared Goff appears on our midday show where Doug and Scott, asking Jared about the weather would be viewed as provocative. So it ain't like he comes on the radio and deals with someone hurling a chair at him, right? So this really puzzled me.
I mean, even when they were bad, not like last year. But he's been doing the show for years.
I was defending Jared Goff 24 games into his career saying you may want to consider paying this man. So I know he ain't talking about us.
Bruh.
So I'd like to know who he's talking. You were on it the day they traded for him. You go, this is your QB.
Right.
So let me play this for you. Now, he was on a podcast. And he talks about the media. I'm like, okay, so let me just get it straight. I blast people who want to get this guy replaced. I've wanted this guy paid for over a year. He's a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. This is a more general question. And whether he's referring to one columnist or one TV host or one radio, it makes no difference. I want to ask a question as it pertains to the Lions, who are the belle of the ball right now. As fans, do you believe the media in this town is negative with the Lions? Do you believe the media in this town wallows in negativity with this team? Do you believe there is actual credibility to what he just said? Because all I know is this town chants his name. This town gave him a second chance at life. This is the town he's going to get a check, yeah, 9 figures deep with a 2 in front of it to play another 4 or 5 years. I was just really like, yeah, you are in your own head because you got it good here.
Yeah, when you said, hey, did you hear the audio? And I'm like, no, I was on the road, so I'm listening. Like, so then the whole time, like, David, what am I listening to? Like, why did you wake up to say this? Like, in this city, they chant your name. They love you here. The media is mean to you? Who's mean to you? Who says anything negative about you? In the last year, you could walk on water.
He still can.
And no one said anything. No one. They blame the receivers for the drop passes in the NFC title game. They didn't blame you. I didn't blame you for anything, Jared.
You do get an occasional caller who's a nut job right. who wants Hendon Hooker to play.
And I was about to say, that's not the media's fault. Yeah, no. you may want to walk down to Brad's office and say, why'd you draft Hendon Hooker? He's the one that brought him in there. We didn't. We didn't say anything about it. But yeah, when most people call saying, we want Hendon Hooker, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. Jared Goff's your guy. We've said it over and over again. He's the guy. Now, it's taken a while before people have finally come on board and said, yeah, maybe we're not going to get that mobile QB. Maybe we're just going to have to learn how to win with him. And even Jared, you know, is saying without saying, I'm going to be there for a while. But why? We're too mean? If I'm his agent, I'm like, Jared, what was the point to this? What were you trying to say?
Well, I don't take offense to it because he ain't talking about this station.
No.
He appears on it, and Lord knows Doug and Scott are nice to him. So, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by it. I just figured, you know what? We'll lob it out there. Let the people talk about it. Is the media in this town negative about the Lions? Tell me. I mean, hell, we were told we were negative about the Wings to start the show today. I don't know a response to that, considering their playoff chances took a huge hit last night.
Yeah.
You know, are we negative about the Tigers? Well, you haven't been relevant in a decade, and you kind of feel like you're doing it on the cheap.
And you just had Scott Harris just say, no, pump the brakes. Don't expect anything this year.
And the Pistons. Hey, well, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? You can get the F out of here and leave.
You get my point.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be a fun conversation to just ask the people.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, fans are the customer base. There are customers just like they're Jared's. Yeah. It's two different roles.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is,
do the fans agree with Jared Goff? Are we too mean?
Not we as in Rico and I. I'm saying
in general.
Point the laser beam anywhere you want with local media and just help me understand what we're talking about. Because I feel like the Lions and Jared Goff and Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell are in the garden spot. Like, they are in the best spot you could be in almost any town in America. Because the best football towns, no one's kissing your ass for winning a playoff game. Here you do. We've always talked about it. Anyone who can help lead the Lions to success, they'll build statues of. So it just seemed a little odd to me. And again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I listened to a whole podcast. I don't even know what podcast was on. Cookie sent me a video clip. I watched it, and I go, what?
The I'm Sitting on a White Couch podcast.
That's not what it's called. Stop it.
Right, but it didn't make sense. It's like, wait, what?
Who has criticized Jared Goff in this town that you can think of? Not a crazy caller talking media. Who?
I don't know. Sound like he had at least one person in mind.
Right.
I don't know who, but other than that, this town, the media, no one said anything bad about him.
Would it be Carlos?
I'm thinking that's probably where.
But even then, that's easy to disregard because everything Carlos writes is pretty the same thing. So you're just like, all right, I know this dude's bit.
Because I guess the other knee-jerk reaction would say this show, but this show actually
Yeah, you're not going to put
have
that.
Been saying.
You're not going to put that on me.
No, no. We've been saying, brace yourself. Man. Brace yourself because he's going to make a number starting with five per year.
Would it be cookies?
Well, he was the last one.
Guys, I'm not being a smartass when I tell you. I don't know that I've read a negative word about Jared Goff. I don't know that I've heard another medium. What is there to be negative about when your quarterback's playing at a playoff level? And even on a team level, who's been negative about the team? Now, what you're not going to be allowed to do is say that, well, you wanted a pass rusher and they got Carlton Dave. That's not negativity. It's a difference of opinion.
See, I was about to say, here's the thing. You can be negative about a team, but you have to have reason. When you're the Pistons, what else is there to say? You know what? Here's what I approve. Mike, you could appreciate this.
Okay.
Because it was somebody, they had a good sense of humor about it. But I was... Say yes. I was at U of D today for Mark Montgomery.
Let me help you.
His press conference, but they were all saying, "Hey, we appreciate you guys talking about us, and we understand we were bad this year, so we just kind of laughed along with you." When you were, I say that to say, when there's nothing great to say, then you can't be a cheerleader. You can't talk about the Pistons in glowing manners right now. You can't. You can't talk about the Wings collapse coming up to the end of the season and say, everything's fine. When the Lions were back, when they were 1-6 2 years ago and it was looking as if, man, maybe Dan Campbell's in over his head, wasn't a lot of great positive things coming out. But then you started winning. And you know what happened? Everything changed. The narrative changed.
And
people start saying, okay, this is a good team. Where now all of a sudden, you know, hey, this is BOGO. You're going to win this game and you're going to win this game.
It's interesting, too, is like when we go back to 2022, we were treating it like they won a playoff game, even though they did not, in fact, make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We were effusive, like as a media. I really don't know what that was. But again, this is also part of the reason I generally almost exclusively dislike athletes, because they don't live in our world. They live in a fantasy land. And we are in a day and age now where every athlete can go to Best Buy and buy a microphone and they think they're giving you religion. It's like, do me a favor, throw the football. All right, you make nine figures to throw a football. Perhaps we rethink our takes on sports. But you're seeing this multiply now where athletes want to say, well, the media is negative. Well, you have a job to do. It's no different than our job in that success and failure is dictated by numbers, wins and losses. So athletes basically just want to make all this money, never be criticized, and then play the victim when they are. I can't get down on that.
Bro, I've been told, man, you're too negative about the Lions. Like, back when they were losing, like...
Well, what is there to say?
Give me something good to talk about, and I'll talk about it. And you know what they've done in the last year and a half? Giving you something good to talk about. That you could be critical of a player doing something, some bonehead thing where you're like, man, if you just get on board, or this draft pick, yeah, or if we make this one free agent move, this team could make it to the Super Bowl. Not, oh, this team's complete garbage.
Right. I thought it was just a weird comment.
It was beyond.
Do what you want with it. It's a fun conversation to me because I know he ain't talking about us at the station.
No, it was beyond weird. Like, he's like, maybe it's all in my head. I was like, yeah. You know,
probably
is. When you start off by saying, I probably shouldn't say this,
you
then
will
don't say
be.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
And take your $200 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.